Does your kitchen need tunifying before the holidays? Kitchen Tune-Up will help you select the right service to meet your kitchen goals and budget. Call 810-488-9778 or visit us at kitchentuneup.com to set up a virtual consultation.
All right, well, last month, Lisa McLean was elected to represent Michigan's 10th Congressional District. She will be sworn in just over a week, and she's on the line with us right now. Lisa, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing? The last time we spoke was, I think, the day after Election Day. You've had a few weeks now to let everything sink in and get organized. How's the whole process been going?
You know, the process has been going very well. A lot of information. I call it drinking out of a fire hose, trying to get ready and trying to get prepared. But I'm excited. I'm excited to go and get to work. We have a lot of work to get done. But I'm very pleased with the process.
Well, you do have a lot of work to get done. The last Congress is just finishing up, and they are heading for the exit doors, and you're on your way in. One of the things that they did in wrapping up was, some coronavirus relief, and more is going to be needed, isn't it?
Yeah, I sadly to say, I think it is. I do think the cure is to open up and let people get back to work. But until we're in a position and we're ready to do that, since the government is shutting businesses down, I think the government also needs to have some answers for these small businesses to keep them afloat and keep them healthy as well.
Yeah. And do you think that's going to be possible? Obviously, the current Congress is just wrapping up work on their coronavirus relief. But like I said, more is going to be, and that's going to be one of the first priorities you're going to have, isn't it?
It is going to be one of the first priorities that we have, and it really needs to be. And we really need to take a deep dive and look more importantly as to where the funds are going and make sure these funds are going to the appropriate places and the appropriate people.
Absolutely, here in the 10th District and elsewhere. One of the first things that you're going to have to do as a U.S. rep is on January 6th, and this is something that usually doesn't even get much news coverage. It's just a mere formality, but all eyes are going to be watching as you count the Electoral College votes that favor Joe Biden, but we're hearing that there may be attempts in the House to overturn those results. What are you expecting to happen on January 6th? And has anybody from the Trump campaign or administration asked you to contribute to any kind of effort to overturn Biden's election?
Nobody from the Trump campaign has reached out to me to do so. So as it stands right now, we are hearing some rumblings of that in the House. And I am a firm believer of we have due process for a reason. Let the process play out. And that's about as much as I have heard right now.
Okay. How will you be voting? Will you vote to verify the election results on January 6th?
You know, I'm going to wait till I get there, and I'm going to wait to see the facts and the evidence. And whatever facts and evidence I'm presented with, that's, again, and I keep going back to this because I think this is critical, and this is what the foundation of America has been built on, is we have due process for a reason, right? We can't jump to conclusions. We need to let the process play out. So I'm prepared to go and let the process play out. You know, it's no different than a court trial. You're presented with the evidence and you review the evidence. And at the end, you make your decision based on the evidence. And that, I think, is critical. That is the beacon of democracy that we have to ensure we follow.
So far, go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't think the process is about Trump versus Biden. And this is what I really want to stress and really want to get away from. This isn't a Trump versus Biden, a Democrats versus Republicans. This is a process issue. Because if we don't have faith and trust in the process, every time there's an election, we're going to be dealing with the same thing. So let's get the process right. And I really want to focus on that versus the Democrat versus Republican, or the Trump versus Biden.
So is there anything about the process that that concerns you at this point? Have you seen any evidence? Because certainly the courts have not been able to substantiate any evidence of any wrongdoing here. Everybody so far has verified the result, which was a Biden victory. Is there anything about the process of electing a president in the United States that troubles you?
Yes. So the what troubles me about this is we are 4 weeks, 6 weeks removed, and we're still debating. I believe the voting process is what needs to get taken a good, deep, hard dive into. I realize that we were in the middle of a pandemic during the voting process, but I think as Americans that we deserve better in terms of the voting process, as it pertains to absentee ballots, as it pertains to in-person voting, as it pertains to getting the results of the election in a timely fashion. That, I believe, we can do better at.
What could we do better? How could we do it better in Michigan?
Well, if you look, we need to be able to have in-person voting. If you look at the number of absentee ballots, prior to this year we had over 3 million absentee ballots. Those are just more difficult to process. They're more difficult to verify. The prior election, we had almost 1.2 million absentee ballots. So clearly the absentee ballots have gone up. And I realize that we're in the middle of a pandemic and we have to do things differently. But I go back to Florida. Florida had a big issue with Al Gore, and they fixed the issue. They paused for a moment. They reviewed the process, no different than you review game films, and you improve the process. This year, Florida had their election done by the wee hours of the morning, which is good. They didn't wait 4 weeks. The longer we get removed from the actual voting, the more speculation I think there is. And I think we can do a better job, and it starts with getting people to vote in person. It starts with, and I'm not saying to eliminate all of the absentee ballots, but what happened this year with the mailing out of the ballots and no reason absentee voting.
Let me interrupt real quick, and I just wanted to point out that Michigan voters actually voted to expand absentee voting and no reason absentee. I mean, that was something that voters said they wanted and that they voted for in 2018.
Well, and again, I would ask you to reflect and look how that went.
It seemed to go fine in Michigan.
That's all I'm saying.
Well,
I would disagree with you, so we'll agree to disagree.
Okay. So what went wrong in Michigan? I'm just having a hard time understanding why it didn't work. Everybody has said that
disagree. Not everybody have said it.
Okay.
There's a big, I'm here to talk about the process, and I would strongly disagree that everybody said it went fine. Mm. So I'm here to move on. It's no different than a football game. You all watch the football game, and what do the coaches do at the end of every game? They watch game films. Why do they watch game films? To improve the process. It's if that makes sense to do in a sporting event, doesn't that make sense to do for one of the most important rights we have as Americans to vote? That's all I'm saying. It's no bigger than that, Paul.
Yeah, I guess at the end of a football game, though, the result is indisputable. It's what's on the scoreboard. It's the final, and that's it. And as you pointed out, here we are 6 weeks after the election, still debating the outcome.
Agreed.
Yeah. So what do you expect to happen on January 6th? Do you think that the election will be verified? Do you think that it will be put into dispute? And then what happens?
I don't know what will happen. That's why we're going to go through the process. I haven't even been sworn in yet, so I'm not privy to all the inside information yet, but I'm going to trust the process.
In reviewing, so who needs to, you're talking about, you know, wanting to change the process of elections. Whose responsibility is that? Is that each individual secretary of state in each state? Is it something that should be changed at the federal level? Is it something Congress should do? Who should affect the change that you want to see?
I think we all have a piece in that, right? I think it should be at the federal level. I think it should be at the state level. I think it should be at the Secretary of State level. And again, I'm not trying to play the blame game, but we need to clean up our voter rolls. We just need to improve on that. We need to do better and get a process that the American people, both sides, can trust.
Yeah. Talking with Lisa McLean, she was elected to represent the 10th Congressional District. She will be starting soon, in just a matter of days.
Yeah.
once you get there, once January 6th has come and gone, and once it's time to move on, what are your priorities, especially in trying to bring people together? Because you as you said off the air before we started, we need some positivity. We need people to actually start agreeing or at least negotiating in good faith and not disagreeing on everything. We need bipartisanship because this country's hurting right now.
You're spot on. You are spot on. The number one thing I'm going to focus on when I get to Congress is clearly jobs and the economy. The people of the 10th district are screaming at me, and their voices are loud on, we have to open up the state. And I believe we can do that. I believe in people. I believe the power of the human mind in innovation is unmatched by anything government can do. So number one, day one, is jobs in the economy. What can we do to get our economy back on track? Because we have a lot of people suffering and we have a lot of people hurting, and we have to start talking about that. Because if you look at how we talked about the coronavirus, Paul, if you look 9 months ago when this first started, we spent a lot of time talking about it. And look at, through working together, through collaborating, through innovation, look at how far we've come in 9 months.
Absolutely.
But it started with a positive message on how do we keep our citizens and our people safe, right? And we all had the same goal. And look at how well we did. If we can take that same mindset and move that forward, that is a positive thing. And we can get to a good spot, and we can get there faster by working together. We have to stop tearing each other down and focus on what we agree on. And I will say this to you, the one thing that I was extremely excited about is you have your fringe players. There's no question, right? You have your outliers. But the bulk of America, I think, is more together than we are apart. We just never hear about that because everyone wants to focus on how we are negative and how we don't agree on things. And I prefer to start with, America is the greatest country in the world. How do we continue to keep America being the greatest country in the world? And start from a point of positivity.
There you go. That's what we need, more positivity. Lisa, we wish you all the best in D.C. Good luck and enjoy all the hoopla that goes into the swearing in and all that stuff.
I don't think there's going to be much hoopla.
You got a lot of work to do. You got a big job ahead of you. And we'll look forward to talking to you again real soon.
All right. Have a great day. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Lisa.
Right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right.